One of the great things about doing these interviews is when I get an opportunity to talk to people who are bringing new artistic opportunities to young people in our area, and such is the case with Commonwealth Artists Student Theater. And joining me this evening is the artistic director and director of Spring Awakening for CAST, Jason Burgess. Welcome, Jason.
Welcome. Thank you.
And the director of the first show for the 2019 season, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, Mike Sherman. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
All right. Jason, start off by telling us a little bit about CAST.
Sure. So I am a high school theater teacher by trade, by day. And early on in my teaching career, I was trying to be very supportive of my students, and I would go see outside productions that they were in. And I just felt not satisfied by everything that I was seeing, being an educator and knowing what goes on to it. And came home and was having a conversation with my wife one night, and being as supportive she was basically like, why don't you do something about it? And so CAST started. And at first it was just a dabbling of, we're just going to do a summer production and see what happens. And within a couple of years of just having this, ragtag thrown together production, we were starting to get 15 to 20 different high schools involved. And it became clear that we might be serving a bigger purpose than we even knew. And so a couple of years ago, we decided, well, what if we turn this into a full-on nonprofit, a sole entity, and start really developing CAST into a year-round educational theater program centered and focused on high school age students.
And of course, that expansion meant bringing on new people to help with things. And such is the case with Mr. Sherman over here, who's directing the first show this season. So tell us a little bit about Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, Michael.
Oh, gosh. It is a crazy fun piece of theater. The best way I can describe it is that it centers around seven people who are sort of around after a post-apocalyptic event. So all we know is that the electric grid has gone down, and nuclear power plants across the country have started to melt down, go up. And so the one thing that kind of bonds these seven people together is the Cape Fear episode of The Simpsons. And so they all sort of start to retell it and piece it together. And in the second act, it's a three-act play, and in the second act, you see those seven characters 7 years in the future, and now we're sort of back to the roving theatrical troops that we had in Elizabethan times, and they're all competing with each other and doing different episodes of The Simpsons and doing other television shows. Things happen in Act 2 that I won't sort of spoil for those of you that come see the play, but in Act 3, we jump 75 years in the future, and we see this play that these seven people created, and it's taken on a completely new meaning and context, and is now this spectacular Greek tragedy, but still loosely based on the Cape Fear episode of The Simpsons, with some minor changes here and there.
So this is one of those shows that sort of pays homage to its source, but then also takes it a little bit beyond where it should go?
Correct. So if you are a lover of The Simpsons like I am, you will be happy with the references. And if you're not a lover of The Simpsons, you'll still be able to follow the play and enjoy it as well.
Now, the second play of the season, Jason, you're directing, and that's Spring Awakening. And that's quite a bit different in tone.
Yes, very different in tone. One of the things that we strive in CAST in general is to do productions that high school drama programs cannot do because of casting, content, technical challenges, whatever have it be. And with choosing Spring Awakening, we wanted to choose a play that still kind of fit that creed that high schools are not going to do, but in a different tilt. We want to make sure that there's a younger audience base if they can come see one of our shows, because we understand with Spring Awakening, that's not going to happen. We're delving into very strong topics of how do adolescents come to adulthood, and the questioning, and how do parents serve a role in that? How does the community serve a role in that? One of the big issues that we're tackling in Spring Awakening is mental illness and depression, and that's become very prevalent even in our area around here. And we're really catering to that and making sure that we are creating a space that's safe for our actors and our technicians, but it's also for our audience. And so we're having a couple of talkbacks. We are Fortunate that we got to speak to Duncan Sheik for a Skype session. We've had a psychiatrist come in a couple of times to answer questions for us about certain things with Spring Awakening, because so many of the topics are intangible, like they are feelings-based. A lot of times it's hard to solidify them and give them concrete meaning. And so we've really strived to bring as much concreteness to an abstract thing as we possibly can.
You mentioned that the plays that you do are ones that maybe they don't have an opportunity to do in their schools. How does the play selection process work?
Well, typically we try and make it a little theatrical for the students because they love that. And I start thinking about it in late fall, early winter, because Mike has been so a part of us for the last couple of years. It typically becomes over Christmas break a texting storm, calling storm between he and I. And I actually wanted a couple of different plays, or specifically one play, but it was unavailable. And I just happened to trip basically on Mr. Burns and read it and sent it to Mike and was like, I think this is it. And he sent it right back to me and was like, yes, this is it. And then because we went in that direction, I was like, okay, this is our chance to do something deeper and darker from a musical standpoint. Every year we try and have a balance. I don't want to have two productions that are the exact same, because then I feel no one's growing. And so the entire point is that every year we are trying to educate, we are trying to reach out to the community in a different way, so that we are constantly at least listening to things that are out there that might need a louder voice.
Now, from the student standpoint, what are some of the things that students who come to CAST are going to experience?
Well, something that I think sets CAST apart from some other programs in the area, and not that they're all not doing lovely work, and I think it's fantastic that we have so many programs in the area available for students who are interested in theater, but something that's always struck me about this program, and it's why I'm so happy to be a part of it, is it really gives students a unique opportunity to be a part of like a summer stock theater with multiple productions. It's a really immersive experience as to what it's like to be a theatrical professional. And it's like, as a director, it's so refreshing to not have to teach all day and then direct a show. It's like, oh, you know, you come in your shorts and your sandals at summertime and everybody's ready to go and it's really excited. And to just expose kids to that type of atmosphere is something really unique and special.
And then on top of that, our technical side is all student-driven as well. We are not bringing in 12 to 15 adults to design the set and the lights and the sound and the costumes and to run everything. We have a band of five adults, and we are just guiding. We're letting them take the keys, and at times we grab the steering wheel and turn it a little bit, but for the most part, they're really driving everything. And so when people are coming to see our productions, I always say they're not seeing high school productions. They're seeing productions that just happen to have high schoolers in them. And I think that's a very important tilt, because I think so often, and I know Mike can attest to this as well, is that people will be like, oh, it's a high school production, so therefore the expectation is lower. And what we're saying is there's no low expectation because of your age. I'm still directing the way I would if you were an adult. And the goal is that their expectation is heightened. And I would say for the most part, it is.
So if a student wants to get involved with CAST, to say next season, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, they can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Our handle is @CAST, NKY. They can go to caststages.org. We constantly are updating our website. We do have these two summer productions, but in the fall, we're having a come back to school event where all high school theater programs can actually come in and kind of do a homage to the Cincinnati Fringe Festival, to where they can do a 60-second pitch of their entire season for each other so they can all see that. We've partnered with No Theater to be a part of the Fringe Festival, and we have the Nextival that we just finished up last month. And so they can be involved actually not just throughout the summer, but we have fall things. We have a whole workshop series to get ready for college. And then our season announcement party is in February. Then we typically have auditions and crew interviews in March. So really, we're striving to be a year-long program. So at any point, they could really look us up and see what it is that we're doing.
Well, the Commonwealth Artists Student Theater season for 2019 begins July 5th with Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, running through July 14th, and then it's followed by Spring Awakening, which runs July 19th through the 28th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Artistic Director of CAST and Director of Spring Awakening, Jason Burgess, and the Director of Mr. Burns, an electric play, Mike Sherman. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more information on the Commonwealth Artists Student Theater, or CAST, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.